we started 10 years ago. It was a project. I was an adjunct faculty at Cazenovia. They asked me to do a symposium. That was about 11 years ago on something environmental. I was teaching environmental policy. And I chose energy. I thought it would be a one-year project, and who would know that energy would take off the way it did? It was on renewable energy. It was on problems and solutions. We announced it. I didn't think people would come to Cazenovia College. It was a small. My husband and I went off for 3 weeks to China. We came back, and 180 people were registered. This is a school that only has 800 students. As we grew, we took over the gymnasium, and as you know, when you take over a gymnasium in a school, it's not a happy event. Finally, we just had to move. Sustainability Trust adopted us. We needed a place large enough so that we could accommodate everybody and with parking, and we moved here to the Lynx, and it has grown and grown and grown, and that's where we are now. And I'm so glad all of you are coming. The assemblage today is not only large in numbers, but also represents a very wide range of our population. Unfortunately, I often go to events and look around and I see that I'm the average age. But if you look around here, you have maybe 100 students who are coming from various colleges. Colleges like Colgate. Who's here from Colgate? Are you here yet? There they are, okay. SUNY ESF, well, those guys, stand up, SUNY. You have lots of people. And Syracuse University. We have a whole bunch from them. Okay, raise your hands, great. So many of the SUNYs come, SUNY Oneonta, SUNY Oswego, SUNY IT, Stony Brook. There's someone here who drove up from Stony Brook. Cornell Cooperative Extension, OCC, Le Moyne College, University of Vermont, Clarkson, Cazenovia College, and very interesting this year, there are a few other colleges, you can mention them afterwards. I know that we have people here from, I don't know if I mentioned it, from Ithaca and from Cornell as well. Also SUNY Upstate Medical Center. We have a lot of people who are in charge of sustainability who come to this. We have quite a few high school science teachers from ESM, Institute of Technology, Baldwinsville, Cortland, West Hill, Fowler. There are a couple others here. So this is really a variety of people of all ages. And we're going to do it the American way, creating and strengthening partnerships between businesses, and we have many business CEOs and owners, labor, government, environmentalists, academics, entrepreneurs, and citizens toward a common goal of a strong and healthy community. And it's you people here today who are going to have to work at this.